We do have a new Instagram account.
What?
Yeah. Tina, how do you not know this? You know this.
Wait.
Do you want to start with a message that we got?
If it's heartwarming, why not?
Very.
Okay, go.
This one came in through Instagram. We have a new Instagram account at Best News Ever Podcast. We'd love to see you there. This is a message that is coming from Brian, and it reads, Dear Sam and Tina, welcome back. I've been a longtime Dorito, and I feel like it's a good time to share with you guys how much the Narrow Door Podcast helped me in my faith walk. So yes, Dorito is a nickname that we gave to the listeners of the Narrow Door Podcast. During the early days of the Narrow Door Podcast, I was learning parables in center here in North America.
Hi.
Hello!
North America, Malawak.
And due to some unwanted online persecution, I found out about Shinchanji. It definitely caused strong mixed emotions, confusion, and I for sure thought, am I learning from a cult? But I just couldn't let go of the word, and I was curious if Shinchanji was active in my home country of the Philippines, and that's when I discovered the Narrow Door Podcast. I listened to all of the episodes and look forward to every new one because you guys and the guests were asking questions that I also had.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, hearing the different takes between the panelists also really helped me distinguish and get rid of any doubts. And though I wasn't officially taught by Insta Harry, Insta Abby, and Insta Aaron, hello to all the Instas out there.
Instas.
Not only in the Philippines, but all over the world. Hey, all Instas. The Instas. Don't call them Instas. Yeah. It's instructor.
We're just too tired. Too tamad to it's call like, them instructor.
It's like too informal. It's instructor. They definitely played a part in helping me be sealed, and I even learn from them now that I'm able to teach basic lessons. That's wonderful. I also learned a lot from you guys because no matter what the topic, you guys always use the Bible as the standard and reason with it. Now, every time I share my journey of learning in center, I always mention the Narrow Door Podcast as a supplement that helped me recover and learn. I look forward to now listening to the Best News Ever Podcast because those at Mount Zion really do have the best news to share. This is like Shinchanji lingo now. You know what? Actually, it's Bible lingo. Okay, it's Bible lingo. This is in the Bible. It's in the book of Revelation and other parts. I will continue to pray for the Philippine church and let's all work together to heal nations. Fighting!
Oh, thank you, Brian. That's very kind of you to take the time out to write us such a heartwarming email.
Yes, we appreciate that very much. Your and thoughts?
Doritos, you know what? Meron na tayong bago. May suggestion si Miss MJ.
Like a name for our listeners?
Oh, sa Best News Ever listeners.
Ano?
Good Samaritans.
Oh my gosh, that is so cute.
Diba?
The Good Samaritans.
Oh, MJ, okay. You're the best.
MJ or MJ?
RMJ.
MJ.
MJ from our RTDs. Diba?
Ayan. Oh, that's...
The Good Samaritans.
Medyo mahaba, pero ang cute. For the listeners who do not understand Tagalog,
yes.
So Marites is slang for a
gossiper.
Uh-uh. So... You know, put that together with, again, Bible lingo, Good Samaritans.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Right?
Yeah. But we're not supposed to gossip.
No, but we're talking about the best news ever, and this is the
oh my gosh,
stuff.
Wait, I'm so slow. What if you're a dude, though?
Oh. The Good Samaritan?
Is that a real thing?
No.
We'll figure it out. I love it. I love it. Okay, so from now on, people who write us will call them Good Samaritans.
You know, let's just generalize naman pag gano, good news, best news ever. Diba? Kasi even the guys make chismis na naman sometimes.
Oh my, okay, sometimes na. I think they're like...
More.
Sorry. I love it. I love it. And also, I love that we have our first... message from someone who has chanced upon the our wee little podcast. Thank you so much, Brian, from halfway around the world. So, on that note, it's interesting how Brian brings up in his message that at one point in his study, he wondered to himself, am I learning from a cult? Because today, as promised in the last episode, we're going to talk about some of the misconceptions that are out there about Shinchanji because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's floating around online and we kind of collected through maybe the most popular ones, the yeah. most common ones that people
frequently
encounter.
Frequently asked questions.
Yeah, like the FAQ of misconceptions about Shinshanji, and then we can go through them one by one. We're going to do a two-parter, just a heads up.
So do you want to start with the very first misconception about
Shinshanji? Yeah, yeah. Do you want to tell us what it is?
The very first misconception about us is that Chairman Lee proclaims that he is God, slash or second coming of Jesus, or he is the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
He is not po. He never claimed that. They never taught us that. However, Chairman Lee says that he is a servant and the messenger
of Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was chosen by Jesus to receive the revelation.
Correct. This is not what we heard in the classes. This is not what we believe. But we do believe that Chairman Lee is the one that was chosen to receive that understanding from Jesus nga.
So his task is
to testify it because the understanding has been given to him.
So let's start with the word revelation.
Yeah.
The word revelation means to open and show.
Mm-hmm.
So unless someone reveals it, like,
meaning si Jesus.
Si Jesus, wala pong makakaintindi niyan.
And before that time na inopen siya, wala talagang nakaalam nito kasi nga the understanding wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So actually I think the term is revealed word. Mm-mm. Yan, I think a lot of people can kind of now understand like what is this revelation that we're talking about, kasi yung Old Testament din may revealed word yon, meaning if you look at the Old Testament Bible prior to Jesus coming, nung first coming, there were many understandings, there were many interpretations of scripture. You know, a lot of it prophecies na hindi maintindihan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only when Jesus came that people were now being taught na ito talaga yung meaning, because Jesus had the revealed word.
Uh-uh.
He preached that, right?
Uh-huh.
And that was also the gospel. The good news was that there was this Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament. Nandito na siya. May fulfillment na siya. This is good news.
So therefore, whoever receives this revealed word must be able to testify.
Yes, yes. And so that was the Old Testament Bible. We now have the New Testament Bible. And again, we're kind of in a similar situation now where there's many different ways that scripture is understood and interpreted, but there can only really be one.
And if
true
we go
understanding.
Back, oh, sorry, you were saying.
It's okay.
If we go back, di ba, bago namatay si Jesus, nagsabi siya, may mga prophecies ako for the second coming.
May promises siya.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nandun din po lahat yan sa Revelation.
Right.
Yan. So,
most of it is. So, again, that understanding of this book has to come from Jesus. It says that he will choose somebody, and the chosen person should be able to now testify, preach the revealed word of the New Testament. And that is what Shinshanji keeps inviting people to listen to and verify through the Bible. And you can do that because all of the lessons are online in the Shinshanji YouTube channel that we talk about all the time.
Exactly.
And honestly, I don't know how many churches are able to do that. You know, say, hey, all of our teachings, wide open, go through it, let us know if you would like to contest something, we can talk about it.
Which I love about Chairman Lee, because every time he does his seminars, diba, he always would tell people, please verify, or please ask us.
Mm-hmm. Or even, like, say, he even says, please correct me if I say something wrong.
Or let's take a Bible exam together. Mama.
That's not supposed to be a friendly thing, Mama.
Yung ba?
Hindi. It's like, di mag-exam tayo para magkaalaman na. Parang ganun yun.
Sorry naman, nasa Korea naman kasi. Pag galit ba siya pag sinasabi niya?
Hindi naman siya galit. Pero you know, like, I'm sure it's a little frustrating for him sometimes because he's been saying this now for over 40 years, right? And people are still persecuting and calling each other a cult and all that. And, you know, even that term, and this is something that I want to say based on my personal experience as well. When I was still doing the Narrow Door podcast, there was one person who left a lengthy comment on an Instagram post that was for, you know, like to plug to promote an episode that we just released. And this person was obviously from a born-again denomination.
Oh, galing.
And yung comment niya, parang basically sinasabi niya na yung Catholic Church ay kulto rin. So,
yeah.
The sad reality is, I think, is that in the
religious world,
the Christian world, there's a lot of denominations at this point.
There's about 45,000.
Yeah, I hear that's the number. And when the teachings are a little different, and at this point they are very different, we just resort to calling each other a cult, which is against Christian values that we are supposed to espouse. And it's just, I really dislike this word. I don't think we should be throwing it around so lightly like that. Which is why I think also Shincheonji is always saying, just please listen to the testimony, grab a Bible, you know, discern the stuff, verify it. If you have a problem with it, we can talk about it, but please hear it.
Oh, we're always open for dialogues, diba? Let's talk about this. That's what I loved about the church.
Yeah.
Pag-usapan natin na maayos.
So yeah, anyway, first misconception. Does Chairman Lee proclaim himself to be God, second coming of Jesus, or Messiah? No, he does not. It is not what we believe about him either. We believe that Jesus
is the Messiah,
period. Chairman Lee is a servant and he's a messenger. Okay.
Let's go to the second misconception.
Misconception number two.
That Chairman Lee is immortal.
Or that he claims to be immortal.
First sa akin to.
It's not what he claims. I do hear, though, that apparently in Korea, he was asked this question by a journalist one time. And he said that, it's, you know, eternal life is up to God.
So God will decide for him.
Yeah. So if God says that I can live forever, then I'll live forever. If God says that I can't, then I can't.
You know, though, but at 93 and he's working the way he does now, hanga talaga ako kay Chairman Lee.
Oh, for sure, diba? For sure. I think in a past episode, we were talking about actually how he seems really frail because he is, you know, the age that he is.
Yeah.
He did make it clear, though, in that interview that the hope of our faith, though, is salvation and eternal life. So it is something that we are hoping for. It is the reason why we live this faith, but it's not something that we can claim to be at this point.
There you have it. So Chairman Lee does not claim that he is immortal.
No. All right. So with that, I think we can move on to misconception number three, which is that Shincheonji teaches false teachings. I think this is a two-parter.
Oh.
In that, I think there's the aspect of there's just so much misinformation online about Shincheonji teachings that are just not taught in Shincheonji. It's just, I don't even know where these things come from because that is not what we were taught. It's not what we believe. Mm. Things like, what comes to mind for you?
Nah, the world has already ended and nasa afterlife na tayo.
Wow, that's wild.
And then 144,000 lang daw yung masasave.
That's not unique to, well, first of all, that's not what we teach, but I know that there are churches that teach that, but yeah, just to clarify, that's not our teaching.
I know a few too.
Yeah, that's not. And kung ano-ano pa. So,
nag-self-pity, hindi na ako kasama. Hindi na po ako kasama sa 144.
Hindi, tsaka ano. I mean, just our in our church alone, there's more than 144,000 people. So, you know, what are the other people supposed to do if they're not going to be saved? You know, that kind of thing. So, no, that is not what the church teaches. And just all the other stuff that's floating online, that's false teaching in the sense na we don't even teach that. So that's one side of it. And then I think there's the second aspect of it where Shincheonji teachings are accused as being false because they are new teachings. They go against what is mainstream teaching. And it takes us back to what we were talking about for misconception number one, which was that we believe Chairman Lee received the revealed word for the New Testament, meaning before he started testifying this stuff, the teaching did not exist. Yeah, we did not understand scripture this way. And so, yes, it will sound new, but does that necessarily mean that it's false?
Exactly.
Right? So it's interesting because the Bible actually tells us what false teaching is. It has a standard recorded in the book versus like, let's look at my codigo now. Now would be a good time to do that. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6, which warns us not to add to God's words or you will be proved a liar. So adding to God's words, adding your own thoughts, your own interpretations.
Which is also in Revelation.
It is.
If you add or subtract from the Bible, you will receive the plagues.
Does not sound like a good thing, does it? So yeah, adding, subtracting, if you add your own thoughts to it, if you take away from it, maybe, you know, you do not understand something. All of these things in the eyes of God now fall under false teaching. Interestingly, something similar happened at the time of first coming to Jesus.
People didn't believe because siya yung nakatanggap ng revelation from God, diba?
Revealed word for the Old Testament naman. Kasi nga nagtatestify din siya nun, diba?
So nahati din yung paniniwala ng tao. Naniwala sa kanya yung iba hindi niniwala. Mm-hmm. Yung 12 disciples, sumama sa kanya.
Right. And he was accused of the same thing, that he had new teaching. You know, what is this new teaching? Never heard this stuff before. Very strange, that kind of thing. And he was also called a cult at that time. So 2,000 years later, today, we know that Jesus was the one who was actually preaching the truth. But you know, again, he was accused of all of these things because the things that he was saying at that time, some of it was new to the hearing of the people. So
just like it is now, the Shinchunji teachings are new because it's been revealed. It's been revealed to Chairman Lee by Jesus.
So I think what I want to also tell people, you know, as we talk about this stuff, we have done the theology course and we have heard the testimony, but we also want to tell you not to take our word for it, because again, and I'm going to sound like a broken record, I feel like, on this podcast.
Let me guess. Okay. Discern?
Yes! And that is what Shinchunji asks people to do.
And verify?
Yes! And listen, I mean, really, short of you yourself going to the YouTube channel or, you know, taking the theology course yourself and checking this stuff out for yourself, there's really no way that you can come to that belief. So, I mean, we're just here to clarify some of these things, but
based on our own experiences as well.
Yeah. So we can't help but keep asking you to do that if you'd like to know where we're coming from and where Shinchunji is coming from. So, okay. I think that just about covers the misconceptions for this episode. What say you? Any last words?
Discern.
Oh my gosh.
Discern.
Another thing that might be a curious thing for other people would be the graduation that we've been having.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Right?
We were part of that.
Not physically because we couldn't be there, but last year we had literally over 100,000 people graduate from all over the world.
Prior year, we also had more than 100,000.
Yeah, I think like 2 years prior to that. In any case, hundreds of thousands of people literally from all over the world are taking this theology course and graduating from it and becoming part of this church. And you kind of have to wonder why people are doing that, what is being preached from this church, and just out of curiosity, maybe check it out.
And I think that's where also the false accusations are coming from. A lot of churches feel threatened that, you know, a lot of their members are gathering in Shinchunji to study the word.
We can talk about that on the next episode because we're covering that one.
Yes.
Shinchunji church members are big on the revealed word because we believe that keeping the new covenant is inscribing that revealed word of the New Testament into our mind and into our heart. This
Hebrews
is in the Bible.
Verse 10 to 12.
Oh my goodness, someone's been reading the Bible.
Well, guilty. Not what? Every day, but I'm working on it.
That got sad so fast. But no, like, seriously, it's something that we find in the Bible, and we believe that to be true, that keeping the new covenant is writing the words of the revealed word of the New Testament into our hearts
and
into
minds,
our minds, you know, that kind of thing. And that's why we always invite people to study this word.
I remember just how many times it's been repeated to us in class. yung Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10 to 12. Mm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the only way to carry out this life of faith. For me, at least.
Okay. I think as we go through these misconceptions, I just want to ask people not to make up their minds about a church based on what other people say or what they find online.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, I'm guilty of that as well. In 2023, I think when we hear something and we want to know more about it, the first thing we do is we Google something.
GMT, Google mo te.
Okay, kala ko kung ano yung tea. You know, it could be many different kinds of teas, but thank you for that wholesome version. But yeah, and it's something I think that I've learned as well, just having to deal with this whole situation, not to do it to other churches or to other people or to whatever is going on out there. Whatever you first find online is not necessarily, and it's probably not, the true version of what is happening. So
prior to Shinshunji, gano naman ako before.
Exactly.
Diba?
Exactly.
Kulto ba yan?
Oo, oh, exactly.
But so, it's a different life now.
Yeah, it's a lesson that we learned as well.
Yes.
Along the way.
Mm-mm.
All right, so that is only the first installment of the misconceptions that we are trying to talk through here on the podcast. If you'd like to, again, check out all the stuff that we're talking about, the lessons, the testimony, the seminars and whatnot, there's a Shinshunji YouTube channel that is in English. And then we also have BiblePrayerConnection.com. All of these links are on the show description.
Hello.
We also have an email address, bestnewseverpodcast@gmail.com. And on that note, we want to thank you for listening to us.
And thank you in advance for sharing and liking and subscribing.
Is it like presumptuous? Pwede
na tayo, diba? Bukod sa ano, discern, listen, verify. Meron na tayong share, like, subscribe. Oh.